from Prime Video, the all-new sequel Your Fault London is finally here.
You know what I want?
Well, you're going to have to come get it.
New starts.
Don't forget about me when you're at Oxford.
New friends.
Nick wanted to keep us a secret.
It's a bit toxic, no?
New threats.
We two hang out a lot.
She's just a colleague.
You need to figure out what your priorities are.
Get ready for Your Fault London. New movie. Watch now, only on Prime Video.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, June 26th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI is limiting access to its GPT 5.6 models to a small government-approved group following discussions with the Trump administration. But the company warned that it disagrees with the recent trend of the White House restricting industry activity on national security grounds. OpenAI said it hopes to make GPT 5.6 generally available in the coming weeks. The Trump administration recently banned foreign access to two models by rival Anthropic. The models have been shut down for 2 weeks while both sides continue discussions to address the security concerns. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. We exclusively report that two senators are calling for regulators to probe Polymarket over deceptive advertising. The move comes after a journal investigation found Polymarket paid creators to stage trades on fake websites and paid to make videos go viral in the U.S. Republican Senator John Curtis and Democratic Senator Adam Schiff sent a letter yesterday to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission chairman asking whether the CFTC is investigating Polymarket. The CFTC, which previously dropped an investigation into the company, declined to comment on whether it's currently probing the platform. A source familiar with the matter said the CFTC is in the midst of a continuing investigation into Polymarket. Polymarket has a data partnership with Wall Street Journal parent Dow Jones. If you want to know more about the journal investigation, tune into our Tuesday episode of Tech News Briefing. And on Truth Social earlier today, President Trump threatened tariffs of 100% on European nations if they impose new digital services taxes on American tech companies. Some European countries, including France, Denmark, and Portugal, have already implemented such levies. Trump struck a deal with the EU last year that capped most tariffs on European goods at 15%, but left the issue of digital taxes largely unresolved. The president posted that the 100% tariff would supersede that EU trade pact. However, it's unclear if a legal authority, such as the Supreme Court, would allow that. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes. Check back Monday for another Quick Tech Update.